Given the markets a little bit of a spook today, those North Korean missile launches, Sheila, and it looks like the futures are going to take the markets a little bit lower when they open in about 50 minutes' time. Yesterday, the TSX was up 120 points going it alone with Independence Day keeping the markets closed in the U.S. The TSX closed at 11,733, and as I said, the futures are pointing to a little bit of a sell-off here. I think those missiles are spooking a few investors around the globe. So
Bit of an impact on the markets, is it?
Definitely has been. Yeah, Japan dropped earlier this morning when they closed, and Europe is down as well. So
interesting.
Very uncertain times.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Rob.
Have a great day.
You too. Rob Rongvi is with RBC Dominion Securities. More on those uncertain times now with North Korea shooting off these missiles, certainly getting some attention, especially that long-range missile, even though it did fizzle. The White House is calling the missile tests a provocation, but the Bush administration has yet to say how it plans to respond. We've got Charles Burton on the line now. He was a Canadian diplomat with an interest in North Korean affairs. He now teaches comparative politics at Brock University in joins us from Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you read into what North Korea has done, test firing these missiles?
Well, they wanted to get the attention of the United States and get some focus of the U.S. back on their issue, and they certainly succeeded in doing that.
And what issues are we talking about?
Well, the North Koreans would like to have diplomatic recognition from the United States. The United States wants North Korea to renounce its nuclear threat in a verifiable way, and North Korea wants continuing food aid and energy aid from the Western nations and China and Japan and South Korea. And lately, the talks between the United States, Russia, Japan, China, South Korea, and North Korea have not been going well, and interest seemed to have been sort of flagging, and now North Korea has brought this thing back onto the agenda. Quite effectively by this provocative act.
Mm-hmm. And clearly this act will have the attention of the U.S., but what kind of options does Mr. Bush have when it comes to how to respond?
Well, not very much. You know, one might think that perhaps a preemptive missile strike on a North Korean nuclear facility to try and make sure that they don't continue their weapons development would be a good idea, but the North Korean inevitable response would probably lead to massive loss of life, particularly in South Korea, if they decided to set off some weapons of their own. Another option is economic sanctions, but these tend to affect the very people that we want to support, which are the ordinary people who have the misfortune to be living in North Korea, people who are suffering from massive human rights violations, and problems in food security. They're not getting enough to eat, so a significant proportion of the North Korean population is malnourished and facing a struggle over starvation. So, you know, the economic sanctions one is probably the one that may be chosen, but I don't think it will really bring the regime to its knees and could cause a lot more suffering. The third option is to keep talking. Up to now, the six-party talks seem to have been mostly talks about talks. The United States' pretty much sole position is that North Korea should unilaterally give up its weaponry, and these aren't going anywhere. I think a more vigorous diplomatic initiative involving more flexibility on the part of the United States is probably the only hope for trying to stop this thing from turning into a big disaster.
Mm.
Over the next while.
There's no basis in international law for opposing this.
For opposing the missile
mm-hmm.
launchings? No, I mean, nations have the right to test their weaponry, or at least, you know, they're going to test their weaponry. Of course, in the normal way, more responsible nations would inform shipping of where the debris may fall and inform the people that look after the airlines so that there won't be a plane in the wrong place at the wrong time, and North Korea is not very responsible in that regard, and they don't do that. But fortunately, this time, everything dropped into the Japan Sea, and no people were lost.
That's just luck, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, we had this problem in Canada's north of Soviet missile debris falling on our areas, and, you know, the stuff is dangerous to touch, and it's not really the sort of thing. It's not something that you want to see.
And we probably shouldn't draw too much comfort in the failure of the Taipodong missile, the long-range missile.
No, I mean, it failed. They probably knew it would likely fail. That's probably why they fired off so many other of these little Scuds and the intermediate missiles, the Nodong missiles, which they knew would not fail. But, you know, you learn from your failures, and they'll go back to the drawing board, and next time probably it won't fail. So, you know, I mean, the point of tests is to see how it's going, and they found out that they aren't quite there yet. And presumably, as the situation continues to fester, and if we're not able to get it together to effectively engage these people, that over time they'll improve their military technology and become even more of a concern than they are now.
In the meantime, UN Security Council emergency meeting this morning. What could come out of that?
Well, I don't think very much. I dare say that Japan will have sanctions against North Korea, but you know, the sanctions aren't likely to be effective, and a lot of the kinds of international trade that North Korea does is of weaponry or counterfeit U.S. currency or drugs, and probably this will continue. I'm not hopeful that we're going to come up with anything that will cause me tomorrow to say, oh, good, we're heading towards resolution.
So how nervous are you about this escalating?
Well, I am nervous about it escalating, particularly in the years ahead. And because it's an unstable situation and because the leader of that place is delusional, we can't tell what they might do. And you certainly don't want to have implements of mass destruction in the hands of people that may do something very irrational. So I think it is a very important issue, and I think it hasn't been receiving enough focus from the great powers because everyone's energy in that area is being taken up with Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Charles Burton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat to China and a professor of comparative politics at Brock University. 13 minutes now before 7:00.